It's your English class final. The teacher announces your name. It is your turn to say your speech. Your hands become sweaty, the anxiety kicks in, and your hate for public speaking grows stronger. Good afternoon to LGLA coaches, mentors, and fellow cohort members. I am Ella Rose Birkin from the ZAV chapter in Johannesburg, South Africa. When you think of public speaking, is my description accurate? However, what if I told you that public speaking does not have to be that daunting, and that it can transform this generation into strong leaders? Let us explore these questions a bit deeper. Each one of us today has done public speaking at least once in our lives, and has had to give speeches at school, in our BBYO chapters, and at family functions. We utilize the skill daily, so why is it so overwhelming? Well, according to speakandconquer.com, there's a number of reasons. One, it is difficult because of a fear of failure, a lack of self-confidence, unfounded fears about audience judgment, and building on the wrong foundation, or a lack of preparation or rehearsal. It is easy, especially in stressful environments or in school, to delay preparing for a speech or let others' opinions determine the outcome of how speeches will go. However, this fear can be overcome by preparing more in advance and gaining self-confidence. This topic is extremely pertinent to me. For years, I struggled with public speaking, and getting up on a stage was frightening or in front of the class, and therefore it caused me to view public speaking or oratory in a pejorative light. It took years of practice and speech and drama lessons to change and confront my fear of public speaking before high school. However, today, as a grade 11 student and a proud Jewish South African woman, I can say public speaking has blossomed into a passion. I've done several competitions and look forward to my future with this passion. I've answered my first question of why oratory is so overwhelming. However, there's another aspect I would like to touch on. You might be questioning, what are even the benefits of overcoming this fear? According to virtualspeech.com, it makes it much easier to make new social connections. Being able to form relationships because of a shared public speaking interest or connecting with others at competitions will allow you to expand your social network, which is essential not only in your future in the world of work, but also in your daily life. If you hold yourself back and never overcome your fear, you risk losing out on the friendships you could have made through this hobby. From my own experience, many of our friendships today were formed or strengthened by sharing a common interest of public speaking or debating. And therefore, it allowed me to build a strong and diverse social network that I can rely on. Other physical benefits include career advancement, improving communication skills, and being a better listener. You might be wondering, why would public speaking make you a better listener? Well, it forces us to listen to other people's perspectives during competitions and to adjudication from judges. To have a developed and well-researched speech, you must listen to new perspectives and ideas. Thus, you learn to strengthen your listening ability. In my personal life, I sometimes struggle to be able to utilize and apply constructive criticism to school projects and speeches. However, over the years, oratory has taught me how to apply this advice from coaches and from friends to my practical life. A few psychological benefits of this passion are critical thinking and a boost in self-confidence. Before I prepared this speech, I'd ask myself, is my content relevant, interesting? How do I give a balanced perspective? Now, these may sound like history exam questions, but these questions are questions you must ask yourself to succeed in public speaking and think critically about your content. Self-confidence is important and needed for us to achieve our set goals. Oratory encourages you to become more confident with the way you speak and with your identity. These skills are important, especially if you want to become a leader. To explain this statement, I want to remind you of my through line. I used to hate public speaking, but then it turned me into a leader gave me self-confidence, and enabled better communication with others. I've explained my history with oral presentation, the skills it gives you, but how did it exactly turn me into a leader? Can it turn you, and generations of people who are OTs into strong Jewish leaders? According to the Stage Medium, a skill development firm which focuses on helping students of all kinds prepare for future skills at a professional level. Until we are not able to make use of our power of speech effectively, we cannot build a strong organization of our own. Think back to the mentioned benefits in my speech: self-confidence, leadership, communication, and social networking, but also being able to persuade, to argue, and to stand your ground. As a leader, there are times when you have to motivate a team or lead a team to push through their goals. If you're unable to communicate your feelings, goals, and criticism effectively, it makes it harder to motivate a team or have a successful team, because communication is the basis of leadership. But beyond communication, you need resilience and confidence. When you are being in a leadership position, before today, when I was practicing my TED talk, I was extremely nervous, as I'm sure many of my fellow LGLA core members also felt. I wondered how my content would be perceived. However, Audrey has taught me to push through the nerves, take a deep breath, and not let pressure and anxiety take control of you. I'm a South African, and an example that resonates with me is the example of the former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, an anti-apartheid activist and the first black president of South Africa. He transformed apartheid state into a free and equal society during his leadership. If he let his struggles and his fear of public speaking stop him, what would happen to South Africa today? But rather, he used public speaking to transform South Africa into a better state. Let's rewind back to my introduction. At your English class final, your hands shake, the anxiety kicks in. But this time round, you have overcome your fear. You are educated on the benefits, and you are a strong leader. How will the outcome of your speech differ? Thank you.